Or should I do it?
Welcome back.
I guess I should introduce you since
Why
you're going to
do
the
that since I'm doing the reading.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike is rocking the red as he wings his way westward, or eastern, I guess, to not the Capitol Center anymore. It's the Verizon Center.
No, that's west.
You know what? Let's just go to Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. The U.S. government today ordered the commercial airlines and cruise lines to buy the equipment needed to fingerprint every foreigner leaving the country.
Just foreigners?
Just foreigners, just on their way out.
Wow.
The airlines have dragged their feet on getting this digital digit reader because it's so expensive and because of how it will slow down the customer process. The airlines would have to spend over $3 billion on this system over the next 10 years.
Are they taking any flack from people saying, hey, you're singling out foreigners?
Haven't yet, but no doubt they will.
It seems to me that they're inviting trouble there.
And there's concern that precedent's been set here. The door's been open to fingerprint everybody on all flights someday. The government hasn't said whether the airlines are to collect the prints at the check-in counter or at the gate or at some kiosk in between. So that has yet to be decided as well.
I think like the kiosk idea.
Who doesn't?
Well, you love kiosks, don't you?
I do. At the mall, everywhere.
You buy all your jewelry at kiosks?
Everything.
All your caricatures?
Yeah, my skincare products.
Sure, your cell phone caddy?
Got it there.
Absolutely, the kiosk.
Because the airlines are already strapped, you're going to start paying for extra baggage this summer. Starting May 5th, Continental, Delta, Northwest, United, and U.S. Air will start charging $25 each way for a second bag.
Good for them!
A third bag will...
I didn't think she'd take that point of view.
No, I didn't either. A third bag will cost $100 each way.
$100 for a third bag?
Each way.
If I could, I would travel with nothing, and I would just buy everything I need when I got to my destination.
Yeah, it's a hassle, especially with the security these days.
With business travel and knowing that with the traveling with you guys, if you don't get your luggage, you get left at the airport, we've all gotten in the habit of doing everything carry-on.
As much as possible, yeah.
My most recent trip, I checked a bag, and it was like luxury to just be able to walk on a plane without anything, but it was just one bag, so there was no extra cost.
There you go.
But it's nice.
It's a win-win.
If you have the time, I tell you, check a bag, and you can fill it full of as much chemicals as you want. I had 4 ounces of shampoo. No one said boo.
Mine was full of fireworks.
That's great.
Both of you are going to the fingerprinting kiosk right now.
Yeah, no charge limit is one to check, one to carry on, and a purse now counts as a carry-on.
Yeah, Beth Ann.
It does?
Yeah, now it does. Oh. The rising cost of fuel gets the blame, just like with everything else, and that's probably why Americans are buying more hybrid cars. Last year was even bigger than the year before for that. Sales of hybrids were up 38% last year, and there are now over a third of a million of them on the road.
Beth Ann, are you still in the same Volvo?
No.
No, it died, or what happened?
I got a new one for my birthday.
A new Volvo for your birthday?
No, didn't get a Volvo.
Did Johnny Smith give it to you?
No.
The Toyota Prius is still number one with 51% of the market, but hybrids still make up just over 2% of all the vehicles on the road. That means there are over 15 million non-hybrids out there still.
Do you don't have one?
I actually do. Yeah, one of our two cars is a Toyota Prius.
And you like it?
Love it. It's actually a very well-made machine.
What is it about the hybrid that's different from the other cars?
I save like $1 billion a month on gasoline for starters.
$1 billion.
At least.
It runs on the batteries that he takes out of his smoke detectors. It's true.
The flap.
No, what is it about a hybrid? Is that it goes to battery power when it doesn't need engine?
Right.
So it doesn't burn
usually
gas all the time.
Usually at low speeds, city speeds, cruising from one stoplight in a block to another, you'd be on electric power for all of that.
Cool.
So if you're in stop-and-go traffic, even out on the beltway, you're using no gasoline.
Okay, wow. So like every night you go home and you plug in your car?
No. It charges itself. But when the gasoline engine kicks in, which it needs to for higher highway speeds, that recharges the battery.
How does it recharge itself?
Well, because it's like the same way your car battery never goes dead. The alternator charges it.
I feel bad I didn't get a hybrid.
Don't feel bad. What are you driving now?
Big SUV.
How big?
A gas guzzler. So big. It looks like a bus.
It's bigger than a Ford Excursion?
It's way bigger.
How many tires does it have?
8.
Wow, that is big.
Planet killer. Higher fuel prices have also led to higher food prices and increased demand. Last week, we reported that the world, U.S. included, is facing a new wave of hunger and food shortages. Now, major retailers in New York, New England, and on the West Coast are rationing food in a country that's long been considered the breadbasket of the world.
What are they rationing?
You're about to hear. Demand in those places has outpaced supply on...
Butter.
Flour. No, not yet. Perhaps.
Thank God.
Flour, rice, and cooking oil. And there are reports of hoarding of those items as well in those parts of the country.
That's crazy.
New England, New York, and on the West Coast.
In our lifetime, this
they
is happening.
They could lose some weight.
Soylent Green is people.
Well, I'm not eating
way.
People.
Just reminding
no,
you.
No, thank you.
The head of the United Nations says the world must urgently increase its food production to prevent more food riots, such as occurred recently in Haiti. Among other things, the food shortages are breaking down opposition to those genetically engineered biofoods.
Should I be canceling my vacation to Haiti now?
Yes, I think you should.
Because I was told by my travel agent that if I got there in July, it would be just in time for the food riots. And that's what I want to be there for.
You'd well,
then,
win.
Then don't change your plans.
Well, they might think of me as a god down there. They say, look, he's the size of nine of our men.
He has. There's where all the food went.
Yeah, really.
All the food went to Virginia.
The government is criticizing the makers of Viagra for not including side effect warnings on its Viva Viagra ad.
Viva Viagra.
Sing it.
They have a song.
You haven't heard this?
No.
Where have you been?
Not in Viva Love.
You have where television you down in North Carolina?
They don't play the Viva.
You get the
TV. Viagra commercial.
They just buy carpet to cover their dirt floors.
Thank God.
The Food and Drug Administration says Pfizer Pharmaceutical left the warnings out of the ad they ran on CNN's website. Pfizer says that was a technical problem that has since been corrected. And there's no longer such a thing as Turn Off TV Week.
Yay.
Thank goodness.
Well,
I'd have nothing to do, Buzz.
Now it's just called Turn Off Week. That's because a lot of people
bad breath.
A lot of people who used to veg in front of their TVs are now vegging in front of their computer screens. So the sponsor has changed their name to the Center for Screen Time Awareness. And they're asking Americans to consider putting down all their electronic gadgets for the next 5 days in favor of exercise, human interaction, reading, or just playing.
But why?
Why?
You can have human interaction with TV. You know, I watched the John Adams show last night with my father-in-law.
Uh-huh.
It was great. And we talked all about it.
And you had interaction.
They said, how come he's vice president? I said, because back then, I think vice president was like second place.
See, at my house, the dialogue would be, shh, I'm watching television.
Exactly.
Well, if Carrie wasn't talking, I was really enjoying it. I said, this is fun. It's nice to interact with you, Ed.
The Center for Screen Time Awareness says it should be easier than ever to turn things off, partly because of this same evil technology. The internet will still be there when you return, and all your favorite shows will be waiting for you on your DVR.
That's right. And you can watch TV shows online now.
Yeah, but Ed's leaving town tomorrow, so if I wanted to interact with him, it had to be last night.
Gotcha. We're on a deadline. A programming note, 30 Rock and Scrubs are switching time slots.
I know! I hate that!
For the rest of the season. Why does that ruin your day?
Because I like 30 Rock first, uh-huh. And I like 30 Rock better.
DVR
then
and
what?
Switch them.
Because I just think it's funnier.
You like 30 Rock better than what, though?
Scrubs.
Oh, well, a lot of people do. And that's been part of the problem. What this means is that 30 Rock will now follow The Office in the 9 o'clock hour. That's the 8 o'clock hour in the central time zones. And it puts Scrubs between My Name is Earl and 30 Rock. Scrubs, a good show in its own right, has never really performed as well for NBC as its other comedies.
Which one?
The Scrubs.
Yeah.
I don't care for it.
ABC says, I like it. But ABC says that's okay. They like it, too. They plan to pick up Scrubs for their own network next year. ABC's also expressed interest in The New Adventures of Old Christine, which also seems to be losing interest at CBS. And finally, three teenagers have been arrested in a suburb of Salt Lake City, Utah. They went into a 7-Eleven and put human feces in the microwave
and set
the timer. The store had to be fumigated, and the microwave can never be used again.
Not ever?
Now I know what happened.
Or can it?
Oh, no!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You know what I was going to say?
What's that?
I know what that smell was in Johnny Smith's house.
Oh, dear. Johnny Smith. All right. Well, thank you, Buzz.
Yeah.
Thank you today on the Mike O'Mara Show to Tom Green. Make sure you go to tomgreen.com.
Right.
Join us tomorrow for Jay Glazer from from Fox Sports.
Mm-hmm.
It's written right in front of me. Duh. And remember, all you draft nerds, call in for that. And also Argument Wednesday and more talk of BA's breasts.
Oh, God.
The Mike O'Mara Show, the executive producer is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak.
You.
Phone screener is Joe Artinger.
That's him.
The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you live from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Microwave Oven Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen, and please grab me a beer while you're at it. Goodbye, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.